今日的经文是来自帖撒罗尼迦前书四章十三到十八节。
Scripture reading for today is in the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4, verses 13 to 18.
我们会一起用广东话一起读，然后用英文一起读。
We'll be reading this in unison, first in Cantonese and then in English.
第十三节。论到睡了的人，我们不愿意弟兄们不知道，恐怕你们忧伤，像那些没有指望的人一样。我们若信耶稣死而复活了，那已经在耶里里睡的人，也必然他与耶稣一同带来。我们现在照主的话告诉你们一件事，我们这活着还存留到主降临的人，断不能在那已经睡了的人之先，因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响，在基督死里的了的人必先复活。耶和华必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇，这样我们就要和主永远同在。所以你们当用这些话彼此劝慰。
Let us read this together. And now, dear brothers and sisters, we want you to know what will happen to the believers who have died, so you will not grieve like people who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and was raised to life again, we also believe that when Jesus returns, God will bring back with him the believers who have died. We tell you this directly from the Lord. We who are still living when the Lord returns will not meet him ahead of those who have died. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a commanding shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God. First, the believers who have died will rise from their graves. Then, together with them, we who are still alive and remain in the earth will be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Then we will be with the Lord forever. So encourage each other with these words.
愿读的和听神的话语人得到祝福。
May God bless the readers and hearers of his words.
今天程牧师带来的题目是盼望中的忠心。
The message by Pastor Wilson Chang this morning is Faithfulness in Light of Hope.
If you've been with us over the last several weeks, we've been going through this letter the Apostle Paul has to young converts in a church plant in Thessalonica.
咁我哋过去几个礼拜都讲紧保罗喺对呢个帖撒罗尼迦佢所建立嘅教会呢啲年轻嘅信徒嘅一段讲话。
And we come to the point in this letter that the Apostle Paul is concerned about believers who are facing suffering. And death.
来到这一部分讲紧保罗，他关心到这些年轻的信徒，他们因着他们所爱的人死去而引来的忧伤。
I don't know if you heard the latest death total of those who were caught in the wildfire on Maui in Hawaii.
我不知道你有没有听到在夏威夷最近的山火引致的伤亡的数字是多少。
With only 3% of the casualties counted, 93 have lost their lives this past few days.
咁我哋只系数到死伤人数当中嘅3%，但已经有93个人系死亡。
And I don't know if you heard of the details, but a lot of the tragedy surrounded the escape route where it was just clogged, and the fire with 80 mile per hour winds, spreading the embers quickly, people. Just burnt to death.
咁好多咧都係因為佢哋喺逃走嘅路線裏邊咧，呢、這個山火就吹到過嚟，以80公里時速係咁燒過嚟，咁好多人就因此係死亡。
And so even though we don't know in Thessalonica the people if they were facing death by natural causes like wildfires or persecution, we know they were facing suffering and death.
我哋唔知道。帖撒羅尼迦書信裏面這些講去死去的人，他們是因著自然的災害而死亡，還是被逼迫而死亡。
And so Paul is very pastoral here as he addresses this issue and the teachings of doctrine in the Word of God.
但是保羅是很關心他們，好像牧養他們一樣的時候，是用神的話語去向他們教導神的話語。
And was absolutely necessary not only for back then but for today because people were confusedWe were confused about the matter of suffering and death.
咁好似今日一樣，當時嘅人都對於係因為死亡而帶嚟嘅憂傷同埋苦難，佢哋都有好多嘅覺得好混亂。
And so Paul, as a good pastor, needed to set things right. He had to teach and show the people what to embrace, what the Word of God says concerning these important matters.
咁保罗作为一个牧者，佢系觉得好需要去将一个正确嘅教义去教导俾佢哋，让佢哋可以认识。
Because this teaching from the Holy Scriptures, from the Word of God, would help people now and understanding the future.
因为呢个正确嘅教义能够帮助佢哋而家系能够明白，同埋喺将来亦都有帮助。
And so, as you'll see on slide 2, Paul's primary purpose is discussing.Jesus' return. Jesus coming back.
咁保罗所基本要教导佢哋就系讲到耶稣嘅再来。
And the primary purpose is not, repeat, not to predict the future. It was to comfort the present, comfort the grieving.
佢嘅基本嘅所要教导嘅唔系去预示将来系点样，而系喺呢一刻去安慰佢哋。
You know, if you're familiar with this letter, you'll know.That the Apostle Paul, when he planted the church, there was a great deal of hope.
咁当保罗当时喺去建立呢个教会嘅时候咧，系好多嘅盼望。
It was a hope not only in the midst of suffering, but also in regards to the bright future that the Christians had.
呢个盼望唔系只系而家喺当时嘅社会佢哋能够面对嘅苦难，而系喺将来嘅时候佢哋有呢个好光明嘅前未来。
So it's very important for you and I to grasp what God is really saying here.
所以我哋都好需要知道了解神喺呢度讲紧乜嘢。
Because Paul's aim here is to encourage, to comfort, to exhort promises that Jesus himself made about future provisions.
保罗喺呢度嘅目的就系话要安慰、要鼓励、要劝勉佢哋，系关于神耶稣基督俾佢哋一个应许，系关于佢哋嘅将来。
And what God has done and has provided for his people stimulates hope, stimulates endurance, perseverance, and joy.
咁保罗喺度教导佢哋嘅时候，佢讲到神对佢哋嘅护理嘅时候，能够使佢哋产生呢个盼望，产生呢个忍耐，同埋喺面对苦难嘅时候咧，仍然有喜乐。
Even for people in Hawaii today,
甚至乎好似今日嘅夏威夷嘅人一样。
But at some point, the Thessalonians moved from hope to despair.
但喺去到某一點，呢啲帖撒羅尼迦嘅人由盼望去轉到去到好似絕望一樣。
Because we know from the words that Paul pens here that people were grieving. We're grieving because friends, family members, neighbors died.
因為保羅喺呢度所講嘅就係記錄到佢哋。是很悲傷，是因為他們所愛的人，他們的朋友是死了。
And that sadness, perhaps causing them to question, is God good?
他這種的悲哀令到他們去質疑，究竟問緊神是不是真的美善的呢？
Now again, we don't know the details. We don't know the details of the suffering. We don't know the details of the death. It could have been persecution. It could have been natural causes.
我哋唔知道佢哋嘅苦难或者死亡嘅原因，可能系天灾，可能系被逼迫。
But Paul sought to clarify the issues at hand.
但保罗所想嘅就系话喺当时里边又要去搞清楚呢啲事情。
He was called to provide hope. Hope in the midst of despair.
他被召要去在当中，在苦难，在绝望当中，给他们有盼望。
And so let's briefly look this morning together at that clarification and provision of hope.
我们今天早上去看清楚这个将来那个护理那个盼望是怎样。
The hope that's yours if you have trusted in the person and work of Jesus Christ.
就是说如果你是相信耶稣基督里面所有的这个盼望。
Because this text, these few verses in this letter to young converted Christians was to exhort to seek God's presence, to seek God's hope in your life now.
因为这个书信就是说去鼓励他们去寻求神的同在和寻求你在今生所有的盼望。
Just two things from the text this morning. Two things on the nature of the resurrection hope in Jesus Christ.
两样东西，第一就是说耶稣基督所带从复活里面所带来的盼望。
You'll see this on slide 3. First, you'll see how this hope should shape our lives now.
这个盼望怎样可以去塑造我们今天的生活呢？
We can believe that Jesus is our loving Lord whether we live or whether we die.
我们可以相信耶稣基督是我们的活着的主，无论我们是死或者生。
Because the Christian gospel provides hope both for the living and the dying.
因为基督徒所信的福音能够将这个盼望去带来给活人和死人。
So first, Christian hope does not, repeat, does not ignore grief.
第一就是说基督徒的盼望不是要 去否定这个痛苦和悲伤。
You don't sweep it under the rug. It's a normal part of life.
这个是生命很自然的一部分。
The hope that we have as Christians does not ignore pain, but it hopes in the redemption of that pain.
我们基督徒的盼望不是要去否定那个痛苦，而是 去买赎这个痛苦。
I don't know if you noticed, but verse 13, if you guys don't mind, if you could shine up verse 13 again. Verse 13 tells us grief is part of life.
第十三节告诉我们，忧伤是生命的一部分。
And God created humans with the capacity for relating, for relationships.
神造人让我们能够有能力是有一个关系，同人有关系。
And so, of course, when you lose a close relationship to death, there will be intense grief.
当我们因为死亡而失去一段关系的时候，我们会有很大的悲伤。
And so don't be fooled by your cultural influences. Don't be fooled by other worldly philosophies.
不要被你的文化去影响，不要被这个世界世俗的哲学去思想去影响你。
God in His Word does not instruct you to deny your emotions.
圣经没有叫我们去否定我们的情绪。
And so Christians need to acknowledge the struggle with grief.
基督徒需要去认知我们在痛苦悲伤中的挣扎。
And that's so because it reflects the reality of loss in a sinful, fallen world.
因为这个是反映了我们在一个堕落的世界里面所带来的丧失。
Now this also means contrary to popular opinion of some Christians that death is not a celebration.
同埋我这个也都不是从其他的很多的基督徒他一般所想的一样。这个病死亡并不是一个庆祝庆典。
Because the storyline of the gospel throughout the scriptures says that death is not the way it's supposed to be.
因为圣经里面一路都讲死亡不是一个自然应该有的东西。
But as we know from the teaching of Genesis, since Adam sinned, death is a judgment of God.
但是因为亚当的罪，死亡就成为神给我们的一个审判。
So as you'll see on slide 4, we must realize that grief will be part of the struggle you and I will have in this life. The struggle as we face grief and death.
我们要知道，我们就是说在这个生命里面，人生里面，当我们面对死亡的时候，这个悲伤是我们生命的一部分。
But I hope you see in verse 13 as well, that secondly, we must grieve with confident hope.
但係當我哋悲傷嘅時候，我哋要有一個有信心嘅盼望。
And that's why Paul explains in that phrase in verse 13, not grieve as others do who have no hope.
所以保羅解釋就係話，唔好好似嗰啲冇盼望、冇指望嘅人一樣去悲傷。
I hope you see what Paul's saying. Paul does not forbid us to grieve.
保羅唔係話禁止我哋要去悲傷。
But on the contrary, he acknowledged the grief and tells us to grieve with hope.
但相反的就是说，他要我们知道这个悲伤，还有我们在悲伤的当中是要有盼望。
And that's the nature of the hope in Jesus' rising from the grave, Jesus' resurrection.
这个就是耶稣基督从死里面复活的盼望的一个本质。
So, as you see on slide 5, what then? Knowing that, what then shapes our lives as we embrace the gospel hope?
当我们拥抱得到这个福音的盼望的时候，是怎样可以去塑造改变我们的生命呢？
Well, the late Tim Keller, in a great sermon he has on this text, says this: take your anger and grief and rub hope into it.
好像 Tim Keller 牧师在这段经文里面所讲的说话，他说你要拿起你的愤怒和悲伤，然后将你的希望注入当中。
Tim Keller goes on and says, rub hope deep into your grief and it will make you wise.
他说将这个盼望深深地融入这个悲伤里面，然后你就会变得更加聪明明智。
You see what he's getting at?
他说什么呢？
Not to grieve kills your humanity.
你不去悲伤的时候，这个其实是将你的人性去谋杀了。
The opposite is true too. Just to rage kills your humanity.
而另一边就是说，如果你单单是愤怒的时候，这件事也会去将你的人性去谋杀。
And so what you're to do is to press hope into the grief. And that truth will make you wise and compassionate.
而你要做的就是说，将这个盼望去注入你的悲伤里面，然后这个这样的真理就会去使到你更加是有智慧，同埋更加有同情心。
It will melt your heart. It will humble you. It will tender you.
会去将你的心去融化，去使到你谦卑，使到你更加温柔。
For the blessed hope for believers in Jesus Christ is we will be with the Lord in His presence forever.
基督徒相信耶稣基督，他们会相信将来是和基督永远的一切。
As verse 17 in the text says, we'll be caught up together with Him in the clouds.
第十七节话，他们就会在空中与主相遇。
Now I'm going to unpack that phrase in a moment, because that's a bit confusing and it doesn't really come out well in the English translation.
我会再解释一下这段的说话，因为个译本是有点不同。
But I think you get the general drift here. We're looking forward. We're looking, anticipating. We are hoping not just for the coming or the appearing of the Lord, but the getting of the Lord.
所以呢度睇到就係話，我哋所盼望、所將來睇到嘅就係話，唔單止係耶穌基督嘅再嚟、再顯現，而係話我哋係得到主。
And Paul makes it absolutely clear in 1 Corinthians 13 about what it means to get the Lord personally.
佢話喺親身嘅去得到主，保羅喺哥林多前書裏邊再解釋咗。
And I have it for you on slide 6. It's again from portion of the Bible you might be familiar with, 1 Corinthians 13, verse 12, and I'm reading from the English Standard Version. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known.
在哥林多前书13章12节，他就讲到话，我们如今仿佛对着镜子观看，模糊不清，到那时就要面对面了。我如今所知道的有限，到那时就全知道，如同主知道我一样。
Let that verse resonate in your heart. The getting of the Lord personally, what is it speaking about? Intimate, face to face knowing.
去亲身的去得到主是什么呢？就是说面对面的去认识，去知道。
See, God is love.Therefore, we will be in the new heavens, in the new earth, the fully restored new heavens, new earth, full of infinite love.
神就是爱，当将来的时候，我们会在这个新天新地里面，是充满着神这个永恒无限的爱。
Or let me put it this way, you as a Christian have been called by faith in Jesus Christ, you've been appointed to be loved by God.
你被呼召在基督里面有信心的时候，你就被神已经指定你是被爱的。
And that's truly remarkable if you think about it, because he knows you. He knows you to the core. He knows your bad thoughts. He knows you. You can't hide from him. And he showers his love upon you despite who you are.
神是很清楚、很彻底的知道你是哪一个，知道你做过什么或者你的思想，但是他将他的爱倾倒在你的身上。
Well, how can that be?
他说有什么可能呢？
Well, Paul goes on in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 10, and explains it very clearly.
但是接着第十节，保罗再讲解释清楚。
And I made the mistake of not putting it on the slide, but let me read it to you slowly. 1 Thessalonians 5, 10 in the New Living Translation.Christ died for us so that whether we are dead or alive, when he returns, we can live with him forever.
他大致讲就是说，基督为我们死，以致无论我们是死是生，当他回来的时候，我们就跟他一起永远的活着。
Right? Jesus took our place on the cross, right? He took the holy wrath of God for you, your sin penalty.
耶稣基督在十字架上去担当了、承载了神的愤怒，是这个惩罚是你和我是应该本身有的。
He didn't deserve to die.
他不配得去死。
But the sting of death is taken upon Jesus as a result of your sin.
但是这个死亡的毒钩是因为你的缘故，耶稣基督去拿了。
Or to put it maybe in 21st century terms, Jesus took the bullet for you in your place.
今天所说的就是耶稣去替你死，好像挡了这个子弹一样。
Right? That's what happened in a cursed cross.
这个就是在这个被咒诅的十字架上面所发生的事。
The Bible doesn't say don't fear death because it's natural.
圣经没有说不要怕死亡，因为死亡是自然的。
The world says that. They're wrong.
一个世界会这样说，但是这个是不对。
The Bible says, don't fear death because Jesus, God the Son, has gotten you victory over death.
但圣经说你不要怕死亡，是因为耶稣基督是为你已经战胜了死亡。
Or to put it more plainly, death has been defeated by Jesus.
换句话说，死亡就是被耶稣基督去战胜。
You see, the Christian approach to death shows death is...A monstrosity.
我们基督徒面对对于死亡这件事，要看它好像个怪物一样。
Death is an abnormality. It's not a natural thing.
死亡是不正常的，不是一个自然的事。
The Apostle Paul makes that absolutely clear in Romans chapter 8.
保罗在罗马书第八章讲得很清楚。
You know, he tells us there that we decided to be our own bosses.
他说我们决定了我们要做自己的主人。
We said to God, I'd rather not submit to your ways of life.
而不是去顺服在神叫我们所活的生活里面。
And as Paul goes on and explains in Romans 8, what happened was brokenness.
又有什么发生呢？就是这个破碎。
And so when we decided to be our own spiritual savior and Lord, everything in the world broke.
当我们去决定我们自己成为我们属灵生命和世界里面的主人的时候，所有的东西都变得破碎。
Right, I don't need to remind you of that, right? Bodies break, life breaks, world breaks, death brings that about.
身体破碎，生命破碎，这个世界都破碎，死亡就是将这些东西带来。
That's part of the curse of God, because we've sinned against him.
这个就是因着我们去得罪神而所带来的一个咒诅。
And so the Bible says grieve, because it's not natural. Death is not natural, grieve about it.
所以圣经说你们要悲伤，因为这个不是自然的事。
And the Bible says our attitude shouldn't be like the Stoics who said, you know, just grin and bear it.
圣经又说我们的态度不应该好像那些斯多亚主义那样，就说你要去去咬紧牙关就可以了。
Absolutely not.
不是这样。
The Bible, just like Jesus does before Lazarus, weeps.
圣经话我们就好似要好似耶稣基督去见到拉撒路死一样，你哋要去悲伤。
And I'm not picking on conservative Christian pietistic churches that say otherwise.
我哋唔系要去挑剔嗰啲下保守派，但系佢哋好虔诚嘅基督徒。
But they aren't reading their Bible correctly.
但系佢哋唔系好正确咁睇到呢个圣经。
You're not showing a lack of faith if you grieve.
你当你忧伤嘅时候，并唔系代表你冇信心。
Just look at Job. Look at the suffering of Job.
睇下约伯佢所受嘅苦难。
Now he loses all his children. He loses them to death.
佢失去咗所有嘅儿女，佢哋都系死咗。
What's Job's response to that?
咁约伯点样回应呢？
He tears his robe. That's a form of grieving, right? Back then, he throws ashes upon his head.
佢好悲伤，佢将佢嘅袍咧撕烂，佢将呢个尘灰咧系撒上佢嘅头上边。
He shaves his head. He falls to the ground. He screams. He cries out.
佢剃头，佢俯伏喺地下上边，佢去呼喊，佢去呼叫。
And what does the Word of God say right after it records that?
之后神对他说什么呢？
Job sinned not. That's what it says.
圣经那里说约伯没犯罪。
God in his word doesn't say that Job was a person without faith and that he wept over death.
圣经没说到说约伯是没信心，因为他去悲伤都很重要。
Yet some conservative Christian pietistic churches say that.
但有些所谓虔诚的保守派的教会，他们是这样说。
And if you're not convinced by Job, look at Jesus.
我们又可以看看耶稣。
He's quaking with anger at the funeral of Lazarus, his friend.
在拉撒路他的葬礼里面，耶稣基督是很大的悲伤。
Jesus weeps over Lazarus' death.
耶稣流眼泪因着拉撒路的死亡。
And I'm not picking on conservative Christian pietist churches because the secular worldview is wrong too.
这个世界的世俗观也是错的。
Death, according to the secular worldview, is the end. That's it.
根据这个世界所讲，他们说死亡就是一个终结。
So why are you grieving? It's the end. That's it.
他说这个已经是终结了，那你悲伤什么呢？
It doesn't help to grieve. It's that's it.
他说你这么悲伤都没有帮助，就是这样的了，那就完了。
That's the incorrect secular worldview.
这个俗世的看法是也都是不对。
So what the Bible is saying is when you say, oh, death is just natural, you're killing your heart.
圣经不是说你死亡是一个自然的事，这个就好像去伤了杀了你的心一样。
You're putting to death your humanity when you do that.
当你这样的时候，你都是杀了你的人性。
Because you know, deep in your heart, you're not a tree.You're not grass.
因为你心里面你都知道你不是只一棵树或者一棵草。
Deep down, you know you want to last. You want to live on.
在你内心里面你知道你想是活得长久一点，活得耐一点。
And the deepest desire is if you look in your heart is you want love that lasts.
在深深里面你都想有这个爱是长久的。
You don't want something short-lived.Ephemeral.
你不想一些短暂的东西。
You don't want something inconsequential.
你不想一些结果的东西。
You don't just want to be a wave upon the sand.
你不想好像一些浪打落沙里面，这样就没了。
So don't kill hope.
所以不要将你的盼望去杀了。
You're killing something within your humanity if you do so.
如果你这样的时候，你也在你里面心里面去杀了你的人性。
Because God says clearly,Death is not the way it ought to be.
因为神讲得很清楚，死亡不是应该有的东西。
It's abnormal. It's not your friend.
这个不是自然的，这个不是你的朋友。
It isn't right. Just look. Just look at someone who's dead. It's not right.
你看看，这个是不是正常的，不对的，是不对的死亡。
So be angry at death. Cry. Grieve.
所以你向死亡，你要是愤怒，你要去悲伤，要去哭泣。
Grieve, according to God, with His blessed hope.
但是你悲伤的时候要带着盼望。
because as you know, it's the medical experts tell us, right? In psychology, if you suppress feelings, it'll hurt you.
心理學有很多都說，當你去壓抑你的感情的時候，你是會傷害自己。
And God says it's bad for your humanity.
神都說這樣是對你的人性是沒有好處。
Yet also you know from medical experts that rage is bad for you, right? It's bad for your humanity too.
我們都知道，單單是憤怒的時候，對我們的人性也沒有好處。
Because rage makes you bitter, makes you hard.
因為憤怒會使到我哋變得苦毒，同埋個心係剛硬。
Rage poisons your heart。
憤怒去將你嘅心係荼毒。
And you can't simply just rage at the dying of the light。
你唔可以因為淨係一個燈就嚟熄滅嘅時候，你係覺得憤怒。
And so I hope you appreciate what God is saying. He's so balanced. 1 Thessalonians 4 so balanced for you.
神叫我哋所持有嘅态度系一个平衡嘅态度。
Take your grief, rub hope into it.
将你嘅悲伤去攞出嚟，然后将呢个盼望系注入去。
That rubbing will make you wise and compassionate.
将呢个盼望注入去嘅时候，就使到你更加明智同埋有同情心。
But if you don't take the time to grieve, you'll kill your humanity.
但如果你不去花時間去悲傷的時候，是會殺了你的人性。
But press hope, as Dr. Keller says, press hope deep into you to be humble, tender, loving.
將這個盼望去注入你的悲傷裡面，使到你變得更加有同情心、謙卑和溫柔。
Let me put it another way for you. There's nothing wrong with anger and sorrow in the face of death.
換句話講，就是面對死亡的時候，你去憤怒和悲傷是不是錯的事。
But there's one thing you should avoid.
第一件事你要防備的。
Don't be fearful.
不要害怕。
Do not be fearful of death.
不要怕，害怕這個死亡。
And that's what's going on in 1 Thessalonians 4.
帖撒羅尼迦四章就是這樣講。
And as we'll see on...Slide 7, the Bible talks about death in remarkable terms.
这个圣经讲到死亡是一个很不简单的讲法。
1 Corinthians 15:55 in the New International Version, Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting?
帖撒罗尼迦前书15章55节，他说死啊，你的得胜的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？
You know,God and Paul have a sense of humor. You know what Paul's doing? He's taunting death. He's taunting death.
保罗就好似喺度嘲讽死亡一样。
He's making fun of death.
佢好似取笑死亡咁样。
He's saying, "Death, you're trying to bring me down, but I'm being risen up by God."
佢话死啊，你想将我去打低，但神咧已经将我去升起嚟。
Paul's saying, "Death, you're trying to break me, but you're going to make me better."
保罗话：死亡，你想尝试去破碎我，但神咧使到我变得更加好。
Paul saying that you're trying to diminish me, but the more you do that, something greater will happen to me.
保罗佢话死亡，你尝试使到我变得更加微小，但系当你咁样做嘅时候咧，我反之系变得更加大。
You'll see on slide 7 a quote from Dwight Moody.Who was a great evangelist, a great preacher of a past generation in America?
咁喺過去一位嘅講道家莫迪，佢曾經咁樣講。
He started out in Britain and came over to America, and Dwight Moody, he was dying.
咁啊，莫迪佢由英國嚟到美國，咁佢喺即係我哋所講呢段説話，佢係面對緊死亡。
And as he was dying on his deathbed, he said this to his friends.
咁佢喺病榻裏邊喺死亡之間係佢對嘅朋友所講。
Pretty soon, you're going to hear that Dwight Moody is dead.
佢對朋友
，sorry, don't you believe it? I'll be better than I've ever been before.
咁莫迪對佢嘅朋友講話，好快你就會聽到話莫迪已經死咗，但係你哋唔好相信，因為咧我會變得更加好。
That's not stoicism.
这个不是犬儒主义。
In no way is that fear.
这个也不是惧怕。
In no way is that despair.
这个也都不是绝望。
So my question to you is, where do you get that?
那我要问你就是说，你怎么可以得到这个这样的盼望？
Where do you get that fearlessness, that anger towards death?
你怎么可以得到这种不会害怕的一种愤怒去面对死亡？
Where do you get that healthy balance where it says it's okay to scream and cry out after death, yet at the same time, you know that death is an absolutely defeated enemy.
你怎样可以做到一方面面对死亡的时候你会去呼喊呼叫，但是同时间也都知道死亡已是一个已经是被打败的敌人？
Well, Paul gives the answer in the text, verse 13.
第十三节保罗给我们一个答案。
He says you need to look at the uniqueness of the hope.
他说你要看看这个盼望的一个独一性。
And it's a little phrase that's the key to the whole passage. It's in verse 13.
十三节一个很特别的字眼。
I think I have it on slide 8. I'm not absolutely sure. I'm going to mess up the slides today. He says in verse 13, the New King James Version, brothers, we do not want you to be ignorant about those who fall asleep.
今天他说，论到睡了的人，我们不愿意弟兄们不知道。
So what's he saying there?
他这里说什么呢？
Well, I'm pretty sure Paul is using a figure of speech.
保罗是好像用一个比喻的修辞的方法。
He's basically saying, he's not saying no one has any hope of life after death.
他不是说人是没有这个死之后的一个盼望。
But what he's saying is the Christian hope is so overwhelmingly greater than any other hope that's offered.
但他又说呢，基督徒所有的盼望呢，是比其他人，那些不信主的人，所有的盼望是更加大。
And so he's imploring you to think about the uniqueness of the Christian hope.
他恳求你去想下基督徒的盼望 的独一性。
And that's not for you to feel superior.
并不是说我们要让人觉得更加高人一等。
But he wants you to compare and contrast Christian hope with the other alternatives out there, and you'll see that Christian hope is unique.
但他是想我们去比较一下基督徒所的盼望和其他人他们所说的盼望是有什么不同。
And as I've already alluded to, you need to understand that well in order to have that proper balance as you deal with suffering and death.
你要知道这件事使至你能够面对死亡所带来的痛苦的时候有一个平衡的看法。
Right, there are plenty of religions and cultures that say there's life after death, right?
外面有很多的宗教都讲到死亡之后仍然有生命。
But like Eastern religions, they go on and say, well, you lose your personal consciousness.
那好像有些东方的宗教说当你死亡之后你就会失去你自己的意识了。
You lose your sense of individuality.
你不会觉得自己是独一。
That's just an illusion, right?
他说这个只不过是一个假象。
And it's like a drop going back into the ocean.
你好像一滴水去回去一个大海的里面。
Right, you just become part of the all soul.
他说你只不过是成为了这个全部的世界的其中一点。
And the Eastern religions go, oh, it's not a you or a me. It's not...You know, there's not any of that sort of thing.
你东方的宗教，佢话你唔再系讲到你或者我，你唔会再系自己一个。
Paul is saying Christianity is different.
保罗话基督教系唔同嘅。
He says, "I want you to see for yourself, see the future of love."
佢话我想你睇清楚，睇下将来，睇下。未来这个爱。
Did you notice all the references in the text that say you'll be with the Lord and with other Christians? Did you see that? It's all over the place in 4 or 5 verses.
在这四五节经文里面都看到说我们要同主一起，同其他的信徒一起。
You will be with Christ, you'll be with other Christians forever.
你会永远的同基督一起，同其他的信徒一起。
It says in verse 7 that you'll be caught up together with him in the clouds.
他說在將來的時候你會在空中與主相遇。
In other words, there'll be so much joy in the presence of the Lord, it'll supersede any of your past sorrow.
在當時在那陣的時候你就會有一個最大的喜樂，是超過你之前所有的憂傷。
In fact, in some mysterious way, it'll turn that sorrow into joy.
並且會將這些的悲傷是轉化成喜樂。
And then verse 15 says, if you could shine that up, please, we who are still alive, who are still left till the coming of the Lord.
在第十五節他說，我們現在仍然是活著的事。
Now that word coming of the Lord is not easy to translate.
是迎見主或者是見到主這個字眼是不容易去翻譯。
And that's why there's some confusion when it comes to doctrine.
所以在這個教義上面也是有一些混亂。
But it's a famous Koine Greek word, it's the parousia.
與主相遇，相遇這個字是 parousia， 這個很出名的字。
But it's translated as appearing of the Lord rather than the coming of the Lord.
翻譯出來是主的顯現，不是主的來到。
And it's better, probably better to say appearing of the Lord because the word means personal presence.
翻譯出來是顯現的時候，這個是講到一個親自的出現。
And in particular, that Greek word is used for some great king, some great personage or emperor being in his personal presence.
希利文的字眼通常是形容到說這個王呢是親自的出現來到。
And so I hope you see that because it's not just, oh, the Lord appears, he's coming. No, the believer is getting face to face, knowing, getting the Lord.
這個字眼不只是說單就說，哦，主出現了，主在這裡了，而是說呢，我們是得到主，主親自來到。
Right, you saw that in 1 Corinthians 13, 12 when you looked at it, right? I have it on slide 9 again. You know, then we will see him face to face. Now I know in part, right? Only partially. Then I shall fully know him.
他說現在是模糊不清，但到時我就會完全的知道他。
As a fellow human being, you know this as well as I.Nobody who knows you completely, right, to the core, will love you completely.
我們都知道，當人如果是真的完全認識我們的時候，他沒有可能會愛我們。
Because of our sinful nature, that's not possible.
因為我們的罪性，這個是不可能的。
Even as someone in Jesus Christ who's been changed, there's the lingering sinful nature.
縱使一個基督徒被神所改變，但是我們仍然有一個舊我在裡面。
Our default mode is selfishness.
我們本身所想傾向的就是我們的自私。
That's why there's tension between loved ones too, right? There's tension because we're sinners.
所以縱使是彼此相愛的人當中仍然有一個張力，因為我們的罪性。
So no one on this earth is able.You know, those who know you, know your faults, no one is capable of loving you fully.
所以如果這個人是看到你認識完全的認識你，看到你的錯誤，看到你的罪性的時候，他沒可能是完全的去愛你。
Because of that sinful nature, because of that self-centeredness, you're going to rub people the wrong way.
因為你的罪性，因為你的自私，你一定會去得罪人。
You're going to have arguments.
你一定會跟人有爭執。
That selfishness is going to spill over.
那種的自私就會去走出來。
You're going to fight.
你會跟人是有爭執。
That's why it's so important to know Jesus' love is perfect. He will love you to the core, despite who you are.
但耶穌基督對你的愛是完全的、完美的。縱使你是一個罪人，你是無論你是怎樣的人，但耶穌基督是愛你。
And as a fellow human being, you know this. That's what we want. We want to be utterly known and utterly loved.
我哋想要乜嘢咧？我哋就话想要被人系完全认识，并且系被人系完全嘅接受去爱。
You know, when somebody likes you but doesn't know you, that's not very satisfying, right?
咁当一个人去爱你，但系唔系认识你嘅时候咧，呢个唔能够使你满足。
And certainly, if the person knows you and hates you, that's not very satisfying.
咁同埋一个人认识你，但系去憎你嘅时候，呢个当然更加唔会去满足。
But when there are glimmers, just glimmers, right? And it happens in good marriages. When there are glimmers, when the spouse loves you despite your sinfulness, wow.We want more of that.
但好似喺婚姻里边，当你嘅配偶见到你嘅错误、你嘅短处，但系仍然爱你嘅时候，你就会睇到，哇！我想要更加多呢啲。
That's the blessed hope. You're going to get that. You're going to get that from Jesus.
呢个就系你从耶稣基督里边所有嘅盼望，俾我哋嘅一个祝福嘅盼望。
Because the future of the believer is a universe of love.
因为信徒将来所有嘅就系话呢个宇宙充满嘅爱。
The personal kind of love you want.
呢种嘅爱系你想有嘅。
We all want to be accepted, right, for who we are.
我哋想被人去接受，被人爱。
The Christian hope gives you that.
呢个基督嘅盼望将呢样嘢可以俾到你。
You're not going to be strumming a harp on a cloud, you know, immaterial, in the new heavens and new earth. It's not like that.
你唔系被净系系单单被提到呢个空中，跟住就引到去呢个新天新地就咁样。
The Madison Avenue marketers are wrong. When you see those commercials, they're wrong.
佢哋所讲嘅喺新闻上面所讲嘅都系错嘅。
Your self-consciousness doesn't go away.
你嘅你嘅意识唔会就咁走咗。
You're going to get the life you always wanted.
你会得到一个你一直想有嘅生命。
That's why hell is so bad, because God just gives you over what you want. You don't want God, then you go to hell, right?
如果你唔想要神嘅时候，神就将你系由得你系咁样，然后你就会进到去地狱。呢个系一个好坏嘅处境。
No presence of God there. What kind of place is it? There's no love.
因为嗰度冇神，呢个系咩地方咧？冇神喺当中，喺当中亦都冇爱。
And you'll just want what you want. You'll beForever saying, oh, you know, how come I didn't get this? How come I didn't get that? You know, I'm complaining. You'll be complaining forever.
你一路都系话点解我冇呢样？点解我冇嗰样？而喺嗰一度，你就会一直嘅就会去埋怨点解你乜都冇。
We will meet, it says, meet him, caught up with him, meet him in the air.
我哋会一同被提到云里与主相遇。
Let me just say briefly, because I'm out of time, what that means. Again, it's another hard word. That's why it's misunderstood, taught differently, you know, that's why it's confusion.
这个是当中也都引来很多的误解。
Again, referring to verse 13, you know, you will meet him. It doesn't spell out then what, right? It doesn't say that You know, many people believe the rapture, right? And you're going to go up in heaven in an immaterial world. That's not what's going to happen. It doesn't say that.
咁我哋一路都相信呢个被提呢件事，就话吓呢度所讲嘅与主相遇，就好似我哋喺呢个物质世界，跟住被提到去升上天空上边，唔系单止系咁样，因为佢当中冇讲到之后会系点样。
But that word meet is that word that's used in ancient literature that says, oh.The king, right? Back then, king fights with his army, goes out, beats your enemies, comes back, right, to the city in a parade, right, with the spoils, right, of the enemy.
相遇呢个字喺以前所形容嘅就系话呢个王去征服其他嘅地方，打胜仗翻嚟，然后凯旋回归嘅时候咧，啲人去欢迎佢翻到嚟。
All right, so you're running out of the city gates.Joining the entourage of the victors coming in to the city. That's what meet means, according to that word, Koine Greek.
你在当中的市民的时候，你就好像出了这个城门，去跟其他人一起去迎接这个王回来。
So you're meeting the Lord there, you're running, because he's victorious.
他是打胜仗回来。
He's coming.
这个王来到。
Making the new heavens and new earth, physical, right?
神来到去做这个新天新地，是一个有形有体有物质的地方。
That's for another sermon. I can't expand on that now.
我们可以在第二个的讲道再去解释。
But the proof is in the resurrected Jesus, right? He's eating fish.
这个肉身的复活，这个证明在耶稣基督他复活之后讲到他吃鱼。
He's saying, put your hand in my side if you don't believe me, right?
他又说如果你不相信的时候，将你的手探入我的肋旁。
He's walking around, he's hugging people, right? He's singing.
他跟他周围去行走，去见其他的人，去跟他们唱歌。
That's your future. Resurrected. New heavens, new earth.
这个就是你,
God and soul, right?
你的将来，你复活之后，这个新天新地，是有形有体有物质。
That's your future, which will help you now to deal with all the grief and all the death that's around.
这个将来你能够去面对，能够帮助你现在去面对这个苦难、悲伤。
Father, thank you for the blessed hope that is ours as Christians.
主，我们感谢你，我们作为基督徒，你给我们的盼望是怎样。
And there's a lot here, Lord, in this text, and it's really a marvelous text, and I hope your people will see that.
我们希望你的子民能够看到这个经文所讲的。
And I hope it will help them as they deal withthe suffering and grief in this world.
希望你经文能够帮助他们去面对这个世界里面当中的死亡和悲伤。
We are the grief of hope.
我们有盼望。
And we ought to not fear death.
我们都不需要害怕死亡。
Because Jesus has gotten the victory over death for the Christian.
因为耶稣基督为基督徒已经战胜死亡。
Thank you for those comforting words.
感谢你给我们安慰的说话。
And impress it into our hearts today.
将这个话语是藏在我们心里面。
And we ask that in the name of Jesus, Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名义求。